Who needs to know about your digital detox? Resolving anxiety, closing open loops in advance, and creating peace of mind. So in this session, we're going to figure out who are the people in your life that you're basically trapped into communicating with. And I don't mean that necessarily in a bad way. What I mean is that there are certain people in our lives who, because of them, we are needing to use technology. If they didn't exist, or if they lived in the same house as us or something, we wouldn't need the technology to talk to them, right? So closing open loops, what we're talking about is all these half conversations. You know, you're waiting to get back from somebody, they're waiting to get back from you, so-and-so needs to talk to you now and again. All these different things. This is one of the main reasons that technology has become so addictive and weaponized, is that we're in the middle of potentially hundreds of conversations all the time, which is very unnatural, because if we lived with people physically, you'd have a conversation and it would start and it would end in most cases, right? It wouldn't be on and on and on with all these virtual people all over the world all the time, right? So when we first realized how toxic technology has become, we wanted to pull the plug right away. But what happened is we realized that we were trapped in many, many, many things. And we realized that lots of these relationships and back and forth connections and conversations needed to be resolved before it was possible to actually do a digital detox. So on the day that we were meant to start, we ended up instead spending a whole week finding all the ways that we were trapped and trying to untangle ourselves from them, right? And that's what we're talking about in this session. Getting rid of a cell phone or turning off a cell phone sounds like it's a straightforward, simple thing to do. You just turn it off. That's it. It should be easy. Just turn the internet off, turn your cell phone off. Should be simple. However, if many aspects of our lives are dependent on these technologies, then it isn't that simple. And I remember telling a client of mine how much joy I'd have been experiencing in getting rid of my phone. And he said to me, well, he would love to do it. And he knows that he spends far too much time on his device. And he complained about his family spending too much time on their devices. But he said that he couldn't get rid of it because his whole house was operated from his phone. You know, these smart houses, and you can turn the lights up and lock doors and all the rest of it from the app. Sounds like a great idea, but then you can't get rid of your phone. So like many others, he had a smart home, which meant that instead of using traditional keys and light switches and dials and remote controls, everything is now wired to his phone. So there's an app for this, an app for that. There's certain people that, you know, contact us and we contact them. And what happens is that we become dependent on our phone for simple things like turning on the lights or, you know, checking this and checking that, opening doors. Once this level of dependence has occurred, then we are literally trapped in these devices and it's hard to get out of it. And in the case of my client, it actually might cost hundreds or even thousands of dollars for him to untangle himself from his apps for his house. Yeah, because once you've designed it that way, getting rid of it and designing it another way, you have to spend time getting people in and changing all these electronics around. So it's got to the point where we're almost surgically attached to our phone. It's like our phone becomes an extension of us. So before you begin, it's important to make a list of the people and also the things that are trapping you to your devices and to the internet, so that then you can start untangling yourself from them, all right? So the main thing we're going to do here at this point is who needs to contact you and who do you need to contact, okay? This is often the main thing. Having apps for your house and all that is kind of secondary. It just gives you an idea of how trapped we are. There's that as well. But right now we're focused on who do you need to contact really and truly, and who needs to contact you? Now, before you write this stuff down, I just want to clarify a little thing here. Some relationships might be considered, you know, essential relationships. They're our primary circle. Like, we normally have an inner circle and an outer circle in our lives. Inner circle tends to be our best friends and family. Or, you know, if you have a spiritual community or you have a certain group of people you spend a lot of time with, they're like the inner circle, people who you share intimate moments with, and they know certain things about you, very close to you, right? Then there is the outer circle. That might include friends on Facebook. It might include people you meet now and again, you know, people you don't know that well, but they're still your friends. And then you have an even further outer circle, you know, the people you see now and again. Right, so you've kind of got friends, family, and then in some cases, colleagues who you connect with on a regular basis in the inner circle, and then you've got outer circle, people you connect with a little bit less frequently, and then you've got the far outer circle, right? Normally speaking, when you do a digital detox, the far outer circle and the second circle, you know, those people, if you're not around, there's not a big deal. Because they, you don't need to talk to them on a regular basis. It's more like a fun, light sort of relationship. It doesn't matter that much whether you talk to them or not. People on the inner circle, if they're used to talking to you every day or being able to get a hold of you whenever they want, then if you're not available, that can freak them out. And they might wonder, have you died? Is you're in an accident? You know, sometimes in relationships where, because of technology, everyone's used to being able to connect with everyone else immediately. If someone sends you a message or phones you up on your cell phone and you don't answer it, they may come to the conclusion that you have had an accident or something horrible has happened. Nothing's happened. Everything's fine. But that's what technology's kind of led us to believe in many cases. Oh my God, they're not back now. They haven't answered their phone. Something horrible. Oftentimes, nothing's happened. Cell phone died. You know, it's no big deal. So what we're going to do is untangle these open loops with various people. So what we want to do is write a list of everyone who you genuinely need to contact for your personal well-being or for your business and your life and your work and your service, and everyone who may need to contact you. Right? And I'm not talking everyone in your life. I'm not saying everyone on social media should know and everyone like vaguely down the shop. No, no, no. We're talking about the handful of essential people. You know who they are. It might literally be one hand. It might be two hands. It might probably less likely it's more than 20 people. It's probably more like 5 or 10. Who are the people who, if they contacted you and you didn't get back to them, would be worried and upset? And who do you perhaps need to contact? And you got to share something with them, and then you can do your digital detox. What we're going to do is write a list of all their names, and then once you've done that, then you can contact them all individually, and you can tell them, I'm going to be doing this digital detox to focus on myself. Don't go into too much detail because some people, they get triggered by this stuff and they get freaked out about it and they think, well, why are you doing it? They go into a whole story about it. So just try and keep it as light as possible. Just say, I'm taking some time away to get some work done or something like this. Come up with some reason that sounds decent enough for them. And then tell them. You might phone them up, you might instant message them, you might email them. Just let those people know, I am not going to be available from between here and here. From this day to this day, I won't be available. So don't worry, I'm not dead, nothing terrible has happened, everything's going to be fine. And if you contact me, I won't be getting back to you, I'll get back to you afterwards. You know, so you just kind of give a simple message to those people. And if there's any open loops, what I mean by that is if, for example, you're supposed to get back to someone, someone's waiting on you about a project or something, just go through your email, go through your things that are unresolved, And anything that you can resolve before your digital detox, then just get it finished, get it ended. Because the problem with all these endless conversations is that there's hundreds of unfinished things going round and round and round. So if you can put an end to it, so if someone's like, what about this, what about this, what about this, you say, yeah, do that thing, or no, I can't do this thing, or yes, I can later on, or whatever it is, to get a completion. So you're basically going to do two things here. One is end open loops, finish conversations that need to be finished. Some conversations, by the way, don't need to be finished. You can just leave them alone. But if someone's waiting for you and they need a response, tell them, okay, here's my response. I'm not going to be available between here and here. I'll talk to you afterwards. Okay, finished. And close family members and close colleagues and people you need to connect with, tell them, I'm not going to be available between here and here. Don't worry about it. I'm just taking some time away. That's it. Yeah. So you write a list, name of the person who you need to contact, and then when you've told them, tick off the list. When it's clear that you're not available, tick off the list and go through the list and basically make sure that any possible person who may be worried about this and that, they know you're not available and you've already told them. And then you can get on to the next session. This is going to give you a lot of peace of mind. And this will also help you see in what ways you might be trapped in relationships, whether it's dysfunctional or whether it's a work relationship that you're trapped in. Like if there's any resistance to this, it gives you an idea that you're a little bit trapped. Because we're free souls, we should be able to take a week off to just do something else now and again. We shouldn't be trapped in these things. It's not natural. So it gives you an idea of what's going on, what the open loops are, how much unnecessary attachment and weird stuff is going on. Write the list, tell everyone I'm not available between this time and this time, come to a completion, close it, so that you can focus, and you, in the back of your mind, you're not thinking, oh, what about that person? Oh, what about that? What about that? You know, we came alone into this world. We die alone. It's fine for you to take time for yourself now and again, you know? So your mission here is just write the list, tell everyone that you're not going to be available for those times, and then we'll get on to the next session. Congratulations. Talk to you soon.